as I said last night, it wasn't it was a disappointing performance by the whole team. As you go back and look at tape, I think that disappointment's still there. I know we'll make comments offensively, defensively, special teams, but what I can say is we had a really good team meeting, and we've got a really resilient group. They really understand it. They understand that the performance we had is not up to our standards. They understand that we all need to be held accountable for it, and themselves included. And I think they take an ownership on that. They want answers. They think they believe they know the answers, and now it's just a matter of doing it. And the inconsistency, I think, is what's frustrating, that we play well at times and then, you know, we don't. And, trying to search and find an answer for that. So, I think that's where we're at right now. Offensively, just didn't get much going. We talked about it. We met really some members of the offensive staff and I this morning at length. And the challenge is to find out, to learn our guys even more. We did have some issues. I think as far as protection-wise, I know that we had far too many sacks, 10 sacks, and I think 4 quarterback hits on top of it out of the number of passing opportunities. But it felt like the pocket really collapsed quickly, and that's an issue that we need to get taken care of. We had the early drop looking back at it, it would have been a great get to get, but that wasn't the sole reason for what took place yesterday. I think as a wide receiver group, we need to continue with the growth there. We did have quite a few mental errors there. In the double digits, and it's far too many. So we need to take a look at that and find out, are we asking too much? Is there too much in the game plan? Or in turn, do they need to be held accountable to what we're asking them to do? And they need to feel a stronger sense of accountability. So it's a young group, but that's no excuse. We're all in the NFL now, and, the demands we place on them, they got to be able to handle that. So, those are some things that we talked about. As far as the run game, they just executed better than we did. Their execution was they did a very good job. We knew going in the game they had a good defense, good offense, good special teams, and as far as their defensive line, they did a nice job. It felt like at times we played with a lack of awareness. I just think that with the offensive line and just tied in together with the offensive line, the receivers, the running backs, things that we normally did in practice, we didn't see show up on the game. And so that part's disappointing. And, things that we're capable of doing, we didn't get taken care of. Defensively, some things for you. I know that we had a lot of missed tackles, and we had 21 missed tackles that we had. So that is not us defensively. We missed a lot of tackles. I felt like what the players were prepared to see and what they felt like, okay, we have a good grasp on, we played those things pretty good. Some of the unique things that maybe showed up, the option, what we talked about, maybe didn't take a lot of reps on, those things that were sprung on us, or just things that required discipline. Discipline in their techniques that they've been doing all year long and in the OTAs and minicamp, I felt like we got away from a little bit. There's a saying about don't guess, don't overanalyze, just do your job. And I think there were some guys at times overanalyzed and maybe guessed, instead of just being really strict on their techniques and their assignments. So we'll get back to that. We'll get that corrected. I know we had 10 busts, too, on assignments. So it just wasn't us defensively. And, with all that being said, I know what it was 21-7 at halftime. Felt like we regrouped, came back out, had a 3-and-out. A couple times they started on 30, did a good job defensively, added more pressure into the package on third downs in the second half, and had some success. But, I think the defense was out there 87 plays, which is far too many plays. We got to find a way to get off the field faster.
Does Chad Henne start this week?
Yeah, well, you know what? I'll address that now in saying that we've been dealing with all scheme, offensively, defensively, special teams. We have not had a chance to talk about personnel. After looking at the tape, I thought it's tough. He had a tough day, and just that he had 14 hits. And then just on top of it, the missed assignments that we had, at other positions. So, you know, that's the truth right now. We're evaluating anything. But if you're asking me right now, yeah, Chad Henne's our starter.
What does he have to do to get this offense going to hold on to that job?
Well, I think that we first have to look at it as an offense and find out what are things that we're doing well. And if there is some confusion, if we're not doing some things well, why? Is it asking too much? Are we trying to load a group of guys up like they're seventh, eighth-year players rather than understand that we're young at some positions and we've got to temper how much maybe we have in? We've already cut back quite a bit. I think that at times some of the responsibility, we just got to teach the players that it falls onto them.
You mentioned that when you look at tape and talk personnel that you could change your mind middle week.
No, you know, I just, like I said, just in our, right now we're evaluating the tape and the scheme and what took place, and those conversations have not come up.
I mean, we're going to nitpick on this one.
No, you can. You can.
It doesn't sound like a glowing endorsement for him.
Well, no, because I said to the team, you know, we got to evaluate everything. We got to take a look at everything. I will say this. I think that Chad performed well, but, you know, it's hard to say that when he had 14 sacks. You know, I'd like to go back there and look and see, you know, how many were due to pressure, how many were due to this, and then just evaluate everything as a whole. You know, will there be some changes taking place offensively, defensively, special teams? I'm sure, you know, there's going to be some changes that take place. Now, if you're asking solely the quarterback, that conversation hasn't come up.
Coach, is this a matter of Blake Bortles being ready for the Jags, but y'all aren't ready for him due to the issues with the offensive line?
No, I that part hasn't come up. I think, you know, it's just we do need to get everything right. And that's just for as a team, we need to get things right. It wasn't based on discussions of, hey, if we get everything right, now get Blake in there. And, you know, it just hasn't come up.
On the sacks, was the free blitzers, how is that a problem between quarterback, center,
sure,
line?
Some of it is quick game. And when you have quick game, there's going to be a chance when a guy comes from depth, he could come free. But the whole intent is to get the ball out quick enough that the blitz doesn't get there. But, again, then the routes need to be run correctly. And they need to break off at certain depths, and we need to trust that there's going to be there. They're going to be running the route at the right depth. So I don't want to put it all on the receivers. I think there was some issues there, but I think there's some issues in decision making. At times you got to throw the ball away if there is a situation that they're not open or they're covered any receiving pressure. And then the offensive line with protection. So I think overall, if you said, is there trust issues? And I would say yes. Quarterback's got to trust the receivers are going to do what their job is. Running backs and offensive line got to have their job taken care of with the protection. And I think overall, that's what we're looking at right now is to build up that trust.